physical and mother child,
God's training
not wasting your time now.
How you can
give
out the spirit and ask God to give him
the Ephesians by a king desire to be filled with the spirit desire.
Jesus
is saying,
pray for
to know that
God
is
God
treat you
in the Old Testament when
the spirit
fails
somebody,
even though this guy
in the house
is
not
motivated
by
God's
earth.
As
to help
heaven,
friends,
one
way to overcome
a desire to do His will in the natural.
Believers pray for boldness to
obey
the gospel.
Luke 11:1-4.
The point
is clear
that
we
pray
for
more.
The book of
prayer
is about worshiping
God.
Friends,
your desire is
continuing
to
speak
honor.
But God knows that we are always
others.
That is why we must be
God.
That is why God has our power.
Thank you for
the answer.
Verse 31
says,
"We will
also
fill His
desire
in our own spirit."
Continue
to
speak
because
we're
left
out.
Our
heart
day
does not always
answer
God to
be
able to
pray.
God will
surely
answer our prayers.
So pray
if
not
always
submit
to
God.
The
power
of our
prayer
is not
in discipleship.
Everyone who
is not
in
our work
to
His will.
Lead us not
in any God's
desires.
Look
to spiritually
the first part of
prayer.
Worshiping
God
is not
just
asking for
prayer.
Physical
and
spiritual
is about God.
This must have been a great encouragement
to the
disciples.
But
it's also
essential
to do
what
not
just
wants
you.
Please,
big
time.
Jesus
is about
I love my parents.
Strength
that
I have
received.
Won't
you have
my
feelings
for my
parents?
Worthless.
Remember
all that God
has
restrained
me.
Daily
love
where I've
been
with
God's
will.
To see
a way
to do that.
We do this by
the
worshiping
the
entire
physical
power
to worship
God.
We pray.
Our problem is that
we
often give
up
some
easy
work.
Everything
just goes
down.
Spirit
is
willing.
Life
throws
down.
You
turn
away
from
God
over
and out to
prayer.
We face
difficulties
with
one
of
you.
God
will
answer
these
prayers
for
you.
We have
prayer
life.
We pray
is
about
where
God's
will
will
be answered.
It's not a
blank
chat.
We become this
so that we can
give
whatever
original
audience
of Jesus.
Many
people
are not
in
our
very
gospel
or their
next
meal.
You
just
have enough
faith
in
God.
We start
our
training.
You can
obligate
God.
You
can
bind
God
to do
whatever
He asks.
Jesus
is
a
contrary
problem
in a way
so that
we
use
passages
like God.
Many
Mark 11:24
to justify the heretical
teachings.
Don't know
whether
Mark 24
come from.
Mark 11:24.
Luke 11.
Therefore, I tell you, whatever
you
pray
in
place,
in
prayer,
whatever
you
ask
in
prayer,
believe
that
you
have
given
Lord,
teach
us
to pray.
Don't give me too much food. I'm going to die.
If you
say
this passage,
teach
when you pray,
whatever
you
ask,
God,
hallowed
be your
name.
God will
turn
to you.
I'll pray
for
the
Lord.
You
will
get
our
daily
bread.
Even
if
you ask
for
the Lord,
drink
us to
our
life.
Idols
of
all,
give
everyone
who
is
fed up
and
fail.
Encourage
us.
God will
keep
our
praise.
Never give
up.
Even when we
sin,
Jesus
is not
there
with
you.
Even
when
our
best
effort
is not good
enough,
we must
keep on
giving
us
a blank bread.
Let me
be
low.
God
does
not
want
to
mind
us
of my own.
He says in
Daniel 9,
nothing
verse
guilt
comes
17:19.
He
will
answer prayer
is
relevant.
Do
not
bother
me.
God
now
is not
continue.
Jesus
saying
God
will
answer
all
our
prayers
and give
you
his God.
God
will
tell you
him.
Though
he will
not
know what it means if
he prays
his
name.
He is his
friend.
And that's
why
he gives
yet
higher
Bible
Lord.
Make
your
face
shine
upon
your
bread
as
an example.
Whatever
you
ask in
my
name,
I
tell you
I will
you
not
live.
The
Father
may
be
glorified,
even though
I'm being
unworthy.
Not
shout
even
though
God,
we are
that
His
name.
When
everyone has
we do not
present
our pleas before
you, it's
because
of our
model
of
righteousness.
Things that
we have
not
using
because
of
your great
mercy
and worship.
My Father,
Lord,
hear,
not
me. What
Father
among
you?
Jesus,
outside,
oh Lord, pay
attention
to
God's
will.
Each
day,
trusting
in
Him,
God's
answer
for
His
own
honor.
This
is what
my God
must pray
for you.
Give
Him
your
people.
He illustrates this truth.
You
are unceasing
what
you have.
Never give up
praying.
By
using
that
story,
you
always
ask
for
your
God
and
you
have
come
much more
to
fulfill
the
heavenly
vanity
of
your passion
to the
Spirit
to
those
who
ask.
Verse
Mark
5
says,
though
they are
unworthy,
now
we
know that
part of
God's
passion
for
empowerment
is
for
us
to pray
in
a way
so that
our lives
will be
made
of
God
will
answer
our
prayers.
But
we're also
the same principle
as
I say,
I
tell
you,
we have committed ourselves to
you. We know that
answer
is how
we
know
God
will pray as
plainly.
Not
God
has
become
this Father's
spiritual
empowerment
now
part of
His
purpose.
Which
of
you
now
we
carry
to
so
have
a friend?
Our
prayers
will be answered.
We need to
ask Him
to admit there is
a
God.
Ask
God
will answer
our
prayers.
A friend of mine has arrived on the journey.
Verse 4 says,
nothing
except
His
God
will give you
wisdom.
We
know it shall
be
from within.
He
will
not
bother
you.
Every
door
is
now
shut.
You
don't
need
to
worry
about
double-minded.
Whatever
God will
come to your
child,
God will
not
just
sin.
God
follow these four, when he asks that question,
we
have prayer,
immediate obvious answer.
We also search that out
for others.
In your prayer, we have
prayers.
We have no prayer
like this.
We have received another to help another person. One question: fulfill the honorable duty to pray daily according to God's will.
Answer is obvious.
Then two things:
first thing is we will not worship God.
And the second thing, question
understand
why physical and spiritual power is not so obvious.
Now, we must understand
we prayer and
spiritual power
worship
asking for love,
God,
praise
God.
Back then,
it
was very important
to have
worship,
feel
the honorable
duty
to
say,
that's okay
for
other people.
It was very
important
for them to help each other.
Prayer is
how
it is translating the great
Proverbs
every week 27 to 28.
In Luke 11,
make holy.
Do not last the
thing of
those
God
wants
to
be able to do.
Come
to
Him does not make
a relationship
with
a close one.
Do not
say
to
yourself
and
hope
and
joy.
Go
and get
to
being against
your spouse.
Do not
make
holy
the
throne of God.
Daily,
1
Peter says,
we need to
show
hospitality
to God,
God
means
what
our worship
not come
our
from
weakness
to worship.
Our assurance
of reality
is not
what
we
say
about very
important
to
help
us
here,
not
asking
God
to not
fulfill
this duty
that
brings
shame
on
your
life.
This prayer is
for
the
Lord
as holy.
The
third
step
for
children
of
God
was
not
answered
by society
now.
By
trusting
our
modern
relationship
with
God
and
others,
even though
we
live close
here,
God
deserves
to
be
the most special
in
our hearts
to
gain
our
quick fix.
He is our heavenly
Father,
we think
we have
created us.
We think
we
love
us
more
than
others.
We can imagine.
We think
He has saved us
through
Jesus.
We depend on
each other.
God
will
also
bring
His
spiritual
kingdom.
He also involves
all
these things.
He
protects
us.
God deserves.
God
loves
us.
Begs us
to
worship
us,
not into temptation.
We
will
be
made
to
hollow.
He
gives
us to
make His
name
great.
Do not
help
each other.
Whether God
cares
about
us, the
honor of
His
name,
or listen to
His
prayer,
we
stop
hollowing
His name.
Especially
better
translation,
hollow
our name.
So when
Jesus
asks,
he has
one
of
hollow
God's
name,
you
have generated
in
heart,
according
to
a nation
that
they can
perceive
rightly
who God
is.
He uses
it
when
he
has
done
for
us,
what
he
has done
for
us.
This
is how
Paul
prays,
love
and
peace,
he
does
trials
to people.
Ephesians
says,
he was
not
one
father among
you.
And then one
he tells
us,
one of
some
is well,
according
to the riches,
instead
of
your
glory,
they will
worship
the fish.
He may
grant
you
to be
strengthened.
Better
try
worshiping
God
is not
just about praising
God.
Your inner being
is also about
desiring
God
as
He
dwells in
your
heart to
faith.
Obvious answer.
This is
like
that
you see
no one
is
wrong
in my
love.
That's
why
strength
Jesus,
story.
We
know
that
we
can
point
to
this.
He
says
the
breath
even though
they are
human
fathers
and death.
No,
He will not
give
out
love
and grant you anything
because
He is
His friend.
You may
be
filled
with
kingdom
bonus.
Yes,
because
of His birth
here,
we must
love
Him and
recognize
Him
whatever
He
needs.
We know
how
He has put
the word
at that
time
in
Peter.
Everyone
translated
the Greek
word.
How much
in
the
media?
At that
time,
everyone
was
doing
his will.
There
will
be no
idols,
obvious
drink,
no
crime,
of course.
No
gospel,
so
that
they
would
have to
lead
against
God.
The
argument here
against
shameless
God.
We know this
is
not the case
now,
but
always has
a desire
of naked
identification.
The desire
for God's
power
to
shame
life.
Do
not
return
to
the guy
outside
knocking
on the door.
No prayers
must
be
loved.
Nothing
about
prayer
is about
worshiping
God.
We
asking,
we
know
for sure
God
perfectly
loves
us.
This word
is
referring
to
the guy
inside
the house,
giving
us
the best,
who is
being
shamed
for.
His son Jesus
to us.
He doesn't
want to
wake up and help his neighbor.
Romans
8,
this
is
what
32
says
that.
That
was
the
hardest
thing
for God
to
give.
The
implication
here
is that
because
of his
shamefulness,
Jesus had to be tortured
and
die on the cross. The implication
here
is that
he separated
from
God
for
a moment.
That
was the hardest
thing
for
God
to give.
And
if
he has
given
us
the
hardest
thing,
the
best
thing,
then
everything
else
is
easy.
We
just
need to
trust
God's
perfect
love
and
wisdom,
not
doubt
God.
We
should never
give
up praying
by
doubting
God
or
thinking
God
will
just
do
whatever
He
pleases,
so
we
don't
need
to pray.
Now,
sometimes
we have
the tendency
is
that
God
is sovereign,
so
we
don't
need
to pray.
He
will
do
whatever
He
wants.
No.
God
wants
us
to
come
daily
to
pray,
to
worship
Him,
and
to
ask
for
strength.
And He
will
use
that
mean
to
accomplish
His
will.
And
if you
pray
according
to
God's will
and
God
has
not
answered
your prayers,
it
does not
mean
He
doesn't
care.
It
means
that
it's
not
the
best
for you
at the
moment.
Or
it
may not be
the
best way
to
accomplish
His
will.
Right?
You
need
to
be
patient
and
do not
give
out
praying. keep on praying and keep on obeying Him. I'll take the early church for example. God was using them to spread the gospel. That was their desire. And that was the early church's desire. So they prayed for that. And you know what happened when they prayed? Well, the church was persecuted. Right? Even believers, even leaders were killed. And there were heresies that were spreading. Now, if these Christians started to doubt God and stop praying, God would not answer the prayers. But they did not. They kept praying. They kept trusting God. And at the end, we know what happened. God used persecution to spread the gospel. It may not be according to what they want, their wisdom, but it's according to God's perfect wisdom. This is why it is evil to doubt God when you pray according to God's will. Because when you doubt God will answer you, you short-circuit His plan to answer your prayers. It takes a process for God to answer our prayers. And when we doubt God's power and goodness to answer us, we short-circuit His process, and our prayers will not be answered. So we must keep on praying and trusting God to answer according to His perfect wisdom and love. And there's a true story of a young and untrained pastor. This pastor was converted, and surely after his conversion, he had the desire to spread the gospel in his community. But when he prayed that prayer, guess what happened? He got fired. And then he left the church and left the community because he was an untrained pastor. He didn't know much about the Bible or people, so he failed. But you know what? He never stopped praying. He kept praying. And so God sent him to seminary where he was equipped. But he went to another community, another church, and he became a very effective pastor, and the gospel spread in that community. And you know what? He kept praying for his former church, in his former community. He never stopped praying. So he trained up a man and sent that man to that church, to that community, and that man flourished. He became a great pastor and great evangelist, and the gospel spread, right? See, this is not a perfect example of not doubting God when we pray according to His will. We just need to trust in His perfect wisdom and love. He will answer. He will answer. Now, the passage in Luke 11 is clear. If you want to have your prayers answered, you must follow these three steps. Pray daily according to God's will. The second step is trust God to answer for His own honor. And the third step is to trust God to answer according to His perfect wisdom and love. And if you do all these steps, then the success rate of your prayer is not 80%. It's not 90%. It's 100%. Amen. I'd be very happy if God answers 80% of my prayer. We'll get 80% on my test, but God guarantees 100%. Right, the best thing is that you don't need to be a super saint for your success rate to be 100. You just need to pray according to God's will. Follow these three steps, and your answers and your prayers will be answered. The promise of seek and you will find is given to every believer. It's not just given to super saints. And if you follow these three steps, you'll be greatly used by God. The Great Commission will be fulfilled in this community, in Jakarta, and to the ends of the earth. So follow these three steps. We are thankful that you pray for us faithfully. Follow these three steps, and we will fulfill the Great Commission together. Amen. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christ, and we thank you that is Him that causes us to be righteous and worthy. Ultimately, is Christ. We know that even our best is not worthy. We are unworthy to serve earthly kings and leaders. How much more our Heavenly Father, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But we trust that You will answer because of Your own glory. You have mercy. You forgive our sins. You strengthen us when we are weak. You will bless our prayers when it's according to Your will. And thank You for graciously using us to fulfill the Great Commission. May You continue to bless these brothers and sisters and use them. Continue to use them as salt and light in this community and beyond. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.